It's Monday morning, and that means it's time to check out what's on the agenda for the week ahead. With us this week, Maggie Haberman, senior political writer for Politico, and Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for our co-producer WNYC. Hello to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Maggie, we'll get to the presidential race in just a second, but I want to ask you about the very controversial statement made by Missouri Republican Representative Todd Akin while doing an interview on a St. Louis TV station.
Okay, so if an abortion could be considered in a case of, say, a tubal pregnancy or something like that, what about in the case of rape? Should it be legal or not?
Well, you know, people always want to try and make that as one of those things. So how do you slice this particularly tough sort of ethical question? It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist.
Now, the response was swift and furious from both Republicans and Democrats, even though Akin did try to walk back his remarks. Maggie, did he sink his chances in the Missouri Senate race against the Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill?
No, not at all. I mean, obviously what he said was a pretty serious thing, but Missouri is at this point basically a red state. Claire McCaskill had problems as a candidate and a senator. She still has those problems today. What he may have done is given her an opening to try to fight her way back, but we're not going to know that for another couple weeks. We're heading into the conventions, and so a lot of things are going to overtake the headlines. Certainly, I don't think that he helped himself in terms of free media this week.
Now, even before that flap erupted, you had predicted that Mitt Romney's running mate, Paul Ryan, is going to face some challenges this week on women's issues in particular. What in his record do you think is going to be used to challenge him this week?
I think it's going to be a lot of things, but I think it is going to be the issue of abortion. I mean, one of the things that happened yesterday is that Ryan and Romney moved to distance the ticket from the Todd Akin comments, and you wouldn't have that happen were Paul Ryan not a congressman who has worked with Akin. And it was very interesting because the statement said that, you know, we disagree with the ticket disagrees with what Congressman Akin said, and in a Romney-Ryan administration, rape would be an exception in terms of abortion. That's actually not where Paul Ryan has been. So I think you're going to see him get pushed on that. I think you're going to see him get pushed on things like co-sponsoring a so-called personhood amendment, an ultrasound bill that he supported in the House in terms of requiring a woman to have one, not a transvaginal ultrasound, but an external ultrasound before having an abortion. I think it's going to be a lot of issues like that.
Now, the Republican ticket certainly hasn't given up on the women's vote. How do you think they plan on defending themselves as these issues come up, these accusations come up?
Well, look, a couple of things. I think the thing I would remember here is that there is a flip side to this. And while Obama certainly has a significant gender gap among women, Mitt Romney has had one among men, so that it is generally offset where President Obama is. They're also going to, you know, suggest that they're going to try to sort of show to use a cliche, a softer side. You know, Paul Ryan, and this is really a distinction between him and sort of a 1990s, you know, culture warrior like Rick Santorum, is that Paul Ryan comes off very sort of calm. He comes off very, very with sort of a quiet demeanor. He just has sort of a different persona and a different presentation. And I think that Republicans think that's going to be a big help. In terms of offsetting it also, Paul Ryan is a Catholic. The Catholic vote is huge this cycle in terms of how influential it's going to be. And remember, there was a big debate over abortion and federal funding. Mm-hmm. With the Catholic Church and Obamacare. We wrote about that as well in our piece. And so I think that they're going to reap a lot of the gains from that. So I think the way they're going to handle it is basically, this is Paul Ryan's record, this is where they are, and they're going to explain it. But, you know, whether that works remains to be seen. I think that the argument Republicans make is that, the remaining undecided women are focused on the economy. If that's true, that has tended to be an area where Mitt Romney does better.
Boy, Maggie, it's easy to forget that Paul Ryan's not running for president, isn't it?
Well, even in interviews that are supposed to be positive for Mitt Romney, the New York Times had an interesting piece yesterday, sort of talking about how this relationship has gone back for a couple of years. But the reality was that Paul Ryan was interviewing and screening Mitt Romney more than anything. Hmm.
Charlie Herman, I went shopping for office supplies yesterday, and I couldn't help but notice all of those signs for back-to-school sales. How much of a bump do those sales give to the economy at this time of the year?
They're really important. Back-to-school sales make up sort of the second most important period for retailers after the holiday season. And in a lot of ways, how people shop this season could be a bit of a harbinger for how we shop coming into the holidays. And if you recall, I mean, Maggie definitely would know this. That's also at the same time where we have an election and we have the fiscal cliff, all these fiscal issues that Congress and the White House need to deal with before the end of the year. And a lot of that will get into the mood of like how people feel and how they shop. I mean, we saw definitely some changes in the way people behaved last year when we got to the debt ceiling crisis. So right now, The thought is that back-to-school shopping will actually be pretty good this year. At least that's the estimate. Although at the same time, you're hearing reports from some retailers that people may wait to the last minute, that they're trying to wait for those bargains, or maybe they'll wait for school to start, see if there's, you know, lower prices on backpacks or clothes or those sorts of things. You know, consumer sentiment's kind of all over the place. There's some negative, some positive stories out there. It's really going to be important, though, because consumers, you know, as you often hear, make up about 70% of the economy in terms of their purchase power. So really going to be paying a lot of attention to what's going on in the next couple of weeks for back-to-school shopping.
So pencils and book bags, an important indicator. Charlie, there's an important lawsuit that may go before a jury this week, Apple versus Samsung. Real quick, tell us what that's about and what the stakes are.
Yeah, you know, speaking of purchasing, I mean, this is a big fight over the smartphone industry and over patents. You've got Apple and Samsung, you know, the two popular products for smartphones. They have fights over all sorts of like patents, the way that the phones work. And what's at stake here is if it doesn't settle, and it could go to the jury this week, and it doesn't look like it's going to settle right now, the jury may, you know, have a Solomon-like decision and split the baby here. And if that were to happen, that could end up having a big impact on Apple sales, on Samsung sales. You may see some products not being sold or really some big changes in the smartphone industry, depending on what comes out of this verdict.
Something to watch very carefully.
Very closely.
Charlie Herman is business and economics editor for our co-producer WNYC, and Maggie Haberman is a senior political writer for Politico. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.